Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
It's about time to harvest blue corn. Yes, blue corn. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Randy Hughes of Hughes Farm in Rock County grows blue corn to be made into the Blue Farm brand tortilla chips.
There are really four different colors of corn. There's the blue and the yellow and the white and the red, excuse me. And we just have the blue corn. When you see what they call ornamental corn, oftentimes referred to as Indian corn, it's just the blue kernels out of there. And just like your hair is a different color than mine, the pericarp on the corn has different colors. And blue is the one that we've propagated. We use that because it's very pretty, but it's also it has a more robust corn taste. It makes the chips taste better. It actually came up out of the Southwest and worked its way up here, and then we got some and helped to get it acclimated to this area so that it would grow. And now there's some companies that actually grow it, and you can get it by hybrids, and so the yields are way better than they were when we were all open pollinated.
Chips, not the value added product we're usually thinking about in Wisconsin. We usually think cheese with dairy, yeah. But chips with corn. Tell me how that even began.
Well, back in 1990, we decided to do something like that for that very reason, just something unique and different. And it originally started as a company that was really only going to be as large as Rock County. We weren't trying to do any more than that. But when we went to the manufacturer, the McCleary's down in South Beloit, they said that, you know, they just don't want to deal with smaller outfits like that. You need to buy it by a semi-load. So we bought a bunch of them, and the first half went stale, and then after that, why, we got a good start, and it's been going ever since. So it works out really well. It's just something unique. It's not a big part of what our farm does, but it sure is the fun part.
And when you raise blue corn, how does it compare to, like, the number two yellow corn?
Well, as I mentioned, it's a Southwest corn, so it's a long maturing corn. For a long time, it was about 120-day corn, and in order to make a good chip, you need corn that matures really well. And it's hard to do in Wisconsin to get 120-day corn all the way to maturity. So we had several tough years. Last year was the first year in a long time where we had corn that didn't make it, and we had to buy some corn and only use a small part of our corn, because when it doesn't mature, it doesn't get hard, and when it doesn't get hard, it gets wounded during the processing. Then it soaks up too much oil, and then you don't have a good chip. So you want good, hard, mature corn, and that's hard to do in Wisconsin.
I mean, it sounds risky. So do you have other commodities going to make up for maybe those years that you're not getting blue corn?
Well, yes, we do. We grow a lot of specialty stuff. We grow quite a bit of our land is organic. We do vegetables, and then we do a lot of small grains. Small grain is such a good rotation for the soil and just the ecology in general. Small grains can really help, I think, the farmers and the land and the water retention and those sorts of things. So we've worked very hard at implementing several things. In addition to that, Seneca Foods is in our backyard, and so we do a lot of canning crops. And then having the DeLong Company, here they are sending stuff over to Europe now. They've been going over the Pacific Rim for years. As farmers in Rock County, we can market our corn in Japan because of the DeLong Company. So it does help spread the risk, and we do have a lot of different crops, probably 30 different crops in any given year.
How was 2021 then? As the growing season seemed up and down, but harvest, how's that coming along?
Well, it's funny. It was a dry year, one of the driest I remember. We did more irrigating this year than I've done in a lot of years, and we did just fine. The sorghum didn't perform as well as we had hoped. That's supposed to be a drought-tolerant crop, but it just didn't do as well. The blue corn looks good. The canning crops were good. The soybeans were good, and the small grains seemed to survive quite well. So even though we didn't get much rain, it came at the right time, and we did okay. And then prices are up. That helps a lot, too. So
yeah.
Other than next year's fertilizer prices, things look fairly decent.
You know, and it sounds like where all your products are going to, the canned food, the chips, all of that stuff was in high demand during the pandemic with everyone staying at home. Did you see that from your end as a grower?
Yes, we did. This year we grew more snap beans than we've ever grown before for Seneca. And I think that everybody that was home with COVID must have been eating organic snap beans, because they sure came back and wanted a lot of acres this year. And I think that demand is going to stay on. I think people are eating different, you know, less restaurants and fast food, so they're cooking at home, so more of the canned vegetables, those sorts of things are being used. The chips seem to do well. well, I think a lot of them sat around eating chips too. So we're happy being in the food business, I guess. So
that's good.
Especially the local food business. Our blue corn goes to DeLong. They clean it and process it and bag it or put it into the semi-loads. And then it goes down to McCleary's, which is now Axiom Foods. And they process it into our chips. And then we distribute it throughout the Midwest.
Okay. You distribute it or they distribute it?
We do. We do. We have distributors that work with us, but we also do quite a bit of it ourselves and just go out and take it there. And we have a full-time salesman now. That's something new as of last year. And he's just out selling chips. Nicodemus Nemo is his name.
Any time that you have more demand than you can supply or vice versa?
Once in a while, there's some shortages, but not for very long. Usually it's a logistical thing. We can grow enough corn to supply the our food corn market. Well, I take that back. Last year, we didn't because it failed. It just froze. We planted the first crop. We planted it the first time, and it didn't come up well, and there was a lousy stand, so we had to work it down. Well, we lost probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks that time, and then the fall came early enough that it froze, and it didn't make good corn, so we couldn't use it for our chips. But this year, it's well dented, and the ears are all hanging, and it's dried out, and it's only October. It'll be fine this year, I can tell by looking at it. So normally we could always grow more, but we have enough. We always grow more than we would need so that we would have extra, and we usually are selling some. But last year was the anomaly. First time in 20 years that's ever happened.
Speaking of logistical issues, any troubles getting bags for chips or any issues finding maybe labor on your end or your processor's end?
All the above. Our processor is short on labor, so there's been some shortages or some just longer times. We need to give them more notice and we need to wait longer. The bags, no, because we have quite a few, but we are also ordering ahead so that we don't run out, because that can be a factor. They're petroleum-based, you know, it's plastic bags, so it's hard to make sure that you get all that stuff right on time. The oil, the cooking oil, we use sunflower oil because of all of its wonderful health attributes. That hasn't been short yet, but soybean oil and corn oil are in high demand and are a little bit short. Salt is the other product, so really it's just corn, sunflower oil and salt. There's really not that many products in ours. We produce the corn, so we've got a handle on that. And sunflowers, we grow those too. We aren't using our exact flowers in the oil, but we hope to do that sometime soon. So that we'll be taking care of three big parts of the product rather than just one. So, thank you.
Where can we find them?
Woodman's has them. Most of the food co-ops have them. There's a lot of places that are there at the University of Wisconsin. We have them at most of the grocery stores in Janesville and Rock County carry them. So they're readily available. And if one person goes in and asks for them, one customer going in and asks for chips is the equivalent of 10 sales calls by me telling them they had to carry it. But if somebody shows up and actually wants them, that works wonders.
Awesome.
So
people are really supporting the local thing.
And that's good. We found that to be more so the case. We think that's probably why our chips are selling and stuff, because it's real local. Also, our service is good because we are so local. If people call us and need a load the next day, we can get it to them. You try that with a big outfit, and with logistics the way it is, it's pretty tough. But we've got a semi that we put on the road, and we'll bring them to you.
And there you have it from Randy Hughes of Hughes Farm. It's a sixth-generation farm in Rock County, growing blue corn, among other things, to be made into the Blue Farm brand tortilla chips. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.